Techstination, your destination for gadgets and gear. I'm Fred Fishkin. Part 4. In the city of San Francisco, robo-taxis have been met with protests and some political opposition. But what if driverless mobility services were focused on a different market? That's the vision of the new book, The Real Case for Driverless Mobility, by Princeton's Alan Kornhauser and co-author Michael Senna, who says whether for the old or young or anyone who can't drive for whatever reason,
it's providing rides to people, but doing it in a more effective, efficient, and flexible way than buses have been able to do. It's like taxis, but taxis are too expensive for the one reason is they have to be able to pay the driver.
This isn't for New York City, where public transit really works, but it is feasible in many, if not most, other communities. More on that in our next report. You can find us at techstination.com. I'm Fred Fishkin. Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at techstination.com.